You've heard the question a million times. What came first, the chicken or the egg? The answer is complicated when you pose it to Kansas City diners who might choose fried chicken over an omelet or Eggs Benedict over chicken noodle soup. On today's Central Standard, we'll consider the possibilities that both the chicken and the egg bring to restaurant menus, from crunchy fried livers to egg foo young and everything in between. When the restaurant critics take on this topic, they'll have plenty to squawk about. And you, our listeners, can egg them on by calling in with your suggestions. But first, the news. Welcome to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch, and that means it's a food critics edition of Central Standard today on Friday, the 10th of January? All right. And we're going to try to answer an age-old question this hour, or at least for the second half hour of the show, which is not what came first, the chicken or the egg, but what do you like more, the chicken or the egg? Some people love eggs. Some people won't eat them. The legendary Walt Bodine would not eat chicken in any way, shape, or form, which I always found sort of fascinating. But we will address the chicken or the egg question in the second half of Central Standard. But first, I want to let our panel introduce themselves, starting with Emily.
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com.
And I am Chris Basica, writing for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City.
Very good.
Gloria Gale, 435 Magazine.
And does the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City, I think I know the answer to this, but it's monthly, correct?
It's quarterly actually, okay. But their website is extremely active, and it has postings every single day.
I know that they're very, very good about removing, unlike some websites, removing restaurants that closed.
Yes, yeah. And they're really, really good, I think, in keeping up with what's going on. I think they do a fabulous job. They're much better than I that.
Very good. Well, let's talk about what's new. Should we start with Gloria? Gloria,
sure.
Well, you've been to at least one place that I've been to.
Yeah. Well, I went to Rosso, which is the beautiful rooftop restaurant at the Hotel Sorella.
Seventh floor.
That's a lucky number. Overlooking the plaza, but it kind of doesn't overlook the plaza.
You know, it overlooks the
Brush Creek.
Yeah,
beautiful brush.
It's a beautiful view of Ward Parkway
exactly.
Coming into
and Sunset
the plaza.
Hills. But it was delicious. We went actually a little before Christmas, and beautiful, warm. It's red. It's pretty. And I took my daughter, who's very picky, and she had the linguine with pesto and
it's called pesto-ish.
Pesto-ish with wood-fired prawns and the whole bit. And it was very good because I tasted it. And then mine was called young chicken as opposed to old chicken.
Was it a young chicken? Was it very tender?
Oh, it was fabulous. It was these little rounds of chicken wrapped in pancetta with grappa-soaked apricots. It was fabulous. And I was just like really happy. The service was good. And I had heard some rumblings about things, but I got to give it to them because it was, you know, they had just opened and it was busy and it was delicious, I will say.
I think I've eaten there twice, once about 2 weeks after it opened and once more recently. And I think they're really getting their act together.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think the food is really good.
Yeah, and it's such a pretty place. It's very unusual. You've been there.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's very classic. It's very,
very interesting.
Fun looking place, I
kinda,
think.
It's
bright.
And beautiful, kind of L.A.
Now, we should say
stylish.
It is not an inexpensive restaurant. It's
not
expensive.
Not at all.
But I think it's very glamorous and sophisticated.
Glamorous. Good word.
I think Brian Archibald, who's the executive chef, has some really, really creative ideas. Mm-hmm. And I thought the dessert list was just wild, not always in a good way. But, I liked what I had. And I think the citrus bray short ribs are about one of the best things I've had all year.
That's great. Yeah, okay. I think the price range for entrees is about $31 to $50.
Yeah.
So it's not cheap. And then the other place I went to is Firebirds.
Is that a chain?
It is a chain. And
based out of where? Gloria, do you know? Where...
Yeah, it's, you mean out of?
Yeah, where's the chain based?
I don't remember that
Texas,
part.
I think
Texas, something like that. And it's wood-fired grill.
It's like at 135th?
It's like a 6601 West 135th in Overland Park. And it's very similar to Jay Alexander's,
I wondered about that. Is it steaks and chicken? And...
Yes, and it's big. It's It looks, you know, it's very much like... Well, North used to be, and it's those big chain restaurants that serve
noisy.
A really large variety. Well, I went there on an evening that was very cold, so there weren't a lot of people, but I could see how there would be a lot of noise eventually. But, you know, the food was good.
And
so.
Price point?
Average, you know. They have $27.99, $32.99, $21, but you can get something for $16, chicken pasta for $16.95.
Okay.
So. Is it a little more casual than Jay Alexander's? It looks
well, you
Jay
know, nowadays you can
casual,
yeah, right? You can wear anything. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, bathroom? Can I come in my bathroom?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Why not?
135th and what?
Between Knoll and Rowe, okay. I think. That big strip. It's not Prairie Fire, but that's the big development out there that will be coming on board pretty soon.
Okay. Right.
And I also noticed yesterday that Sprouts, well, it was in the paper, but Sprouts is open, which is that new grocery store that's I don't know. Have you?
I've been there.
Oh.
Yes, and they have very good. It's not as big and doesn't have as huge a collection as
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, but the what they have is really good, and they have a great chef. Excuse me. They have great prepared foods.
How
would really
you compare
good.
It to that other new?
Natural grocer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the fresh grocer, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't...
Fresh Market? Is
yeah,
that the
fresh...
Name
and
well,
it's
I
fresh
think
market?
The difference for Natural Grocers is has more prepackaged things and less fresh and more of your supplements and prepackaged healthy foods.
That's a different place.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Natural Grocer's the one on 91st and Metcalf.
Yeah. Right.
And the one I'm talking about is in that Firebird.
Right, we're just comparing them.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, we're getting a sort of a bevy of these Whole Foods style markets that are, well, they're quite a bit more expensive than your regular supermarket.
But some not as expensive as Whole Foods, which is
true.
Nice.
That is true. And I thought, is it called Fresh Market that's out in 100 and blah, blah, blah street?
Something.
I thought their prepared foods were actually really good.
Hmm. That may be the place I was talking about, the one that's in Prairie Fire.
Yes.
That is.
Is that the name of it, Fresh Market?
I think
someone
will tell us.
Yes,
but
let me give the telephone number, because if you hear us stumbling and fumbling over something, please feel free to correct us at 816-235-2888. That's the studio line at 816-235-2888. And we want to hear about new restaurants that you've been to as well. You could also send us an email at centralstandard.org. And a tweet to...
At KCURCST.
Very good. So, Chris, where have you been?
Well, I've been to the Belfry, which is next door to the Collection, and is a beer place. It's at 1532 Grand. And
so it's in a very different room from the Collection.
It's around the corner. It's kind of
same building.
Yeah, same building, but around the corner. And they have about 20 beers on tap. They don't use any plastic tubing, which really they have a new system that is just being patented, I guess.
Wait, if it's not plastic, what is it? Copper?
It has tubing has a lining so that the lining does not absorb. Or create any impurities.
Interesting.
And so the beers taste much purer. Huh. And they won't. After a while, beers on tap get tasting not so good frequently. And this is not going to happen there. What I liked about the Belfry, and this is funny. I mean, there were about 20 on tap. They also had 32 different bourbons.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard
which is a huge bourbon collection. I mean, just huge.
Now,
and
is there a separate food menu?
There is a separate food menu, and it's and I don't have it with me, but it was like 10 or 15 items. You can also currently, at any rate, still order from the Collection. And so our dinner consisted of those wonderful cumin carrots, a salad, and the pulled chicken nachos, which were done in a white sauce. I want to tell you what, they were scrumptious.
Now, are the pulled chicken nachos on the Collection menu or on the Belfry menu?
I think they're on the Belfry menu. Okay. Okay, and they were really good. And it's, you know, it's not a huge place, but it is. They've done everything themselves. It's really impressive what Selena's managed to do there. And
it's not the Belfry is not a very big place.
It's not big. There's maybe 15 seats at the bar and another
couple
10 tables,
yeah.
You know, so it's not huge, but it's well worth it. And I love what she's doing with the etching the glass. If you join the club and you get your own glass, and it's just very fun. It's a very fun place. I think very cool. And that's the Belfry on 1532 Grand. Then my friend Linda and I went down to City Market, and, you know, everybody goes to the City Market, but we went strictly on an eating trip. And we started off at the Burrito Brothers, which was really good.
Which is expanding, I understand.
It is expanding. They're knocking out a wall and going to the north, and they need to. There's seats for maybe 20 people in there, and on a really cold, wintry day, they were packed. Really good, really fresh stuff, and very large portions, and a lot of meat. If you ask for meat on your burrito or your dish, you get a lot. From there, we went and had beignets at the beignet place, which do taste really authentic in the place. And from there, we went to Bloom Baking Company, which I've been there many, you know, several times, and it's always been crowded, and I haven't been able to talk. I spent money in a heartbeat there, and everything has been absolutely delicious. The quiche, the bread pudding. I bought Bill a cream horn with a chantilly inside. Oh my gosh, everything is so good, and they make their chicken sandwiches. I mean, they don't make the chickens, but they get whole chickens and they slice. You know, they bake them and cook them and slice them up. Everything there is homemade, and it is really, really a great place. They also have Beer Ox, which I did not try, but and that's that German little meat packet, and they looked fabulous. They make their own Rubens. They do everything. And finally, we went to Taste of Brazil Market, which was very fun and smelled. I mean, we could have started there, and if we weren't so full, we took home several things. I baked the cheese bread last night. Fabulous, fabulous. And I would just mention on the 18th, from 11 to 3 p.m., they're having this wonderful live band there whose name is Fia Hoada. I believe. You can eat, you can listen to a live band, and that's on the 18th.
But now, Taste of Brazil is a market and not a restaurant?
It is.
But they have carry-out food?
No, it is more of a restaurant than a market. Okay. They have some shelves of food, and all from Brazil, and then they are big place. It's a small place. I mean, all of these places are small, and but they have enough room to sit, and very friendly, very great folks, and a really nice place. So I'm thinking, particularly in the winter, you know, you tend to go to the City Market in the summer. In the winter, it's really fun just to go for lunch.
All right. And while you're around the City Market, we should put a shout out to a new donut shop that is open very close to the City Market, just in back of what used to be Grand Slam Liquors. I think it's now Grand Slam. Convenience store and liquor store. And I'm trying to think if that would be 9th and Grand, maybe a little bit north of that. I don't know. But a new donut shop. It's called Joe's Donuts and Coffee. And it's open from 5:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cute little place.
How are the donuts?
You know, I've noticed something, that the older I get, the less I care about donuts. I used to care about them quite a bit, but the donuts I tried were good.
Okay.
I saw a menu from that place, and they have some kind of crazy donuts too.
What are crazy donuts?
They have like a maple bacon donut, which is
right.
You know,
I didn't see
standard
them.
Crazy. And I saw fruit on top of donuts, and
cool.
I didn't see any of that. But not. I mean, I went, you know, sort of later in the afternoon. But what I did notice was that the apple fritters look like they could weigh a pound each.
Oh. I bet they're good.
I bet they're good, too. But you know what? As I even wrote on the Pitch's website, I'm at the point in my life where I don't want to eat a pound of pastry at one sitting. I really need to, you know, stretch that through the day.
Through the day, yeah. Small slices all day long. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's how I just finished off a fruitcake.
Yeah. Well, I'm at a different phase in my life, and I feel the same way, even though I could sit down and eat a whole pound of pastry at once.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, and Emily, where have you been? What's new in your world?
Well, I went out to 801 Fish in Leawood.
Which is getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, rightfully so. It's in Park Place. It's in the newer development in Park Place on Rosewood Street, and the street address is 11615 Rosewood, but if you drive around Park Place or walk around, you'll find it. It's a big place, and it's beautiful inside. It definitely feels like a seafood place. I would say on one of the coasts, but all the spots there are smaller. We kind of went a little crazy with the menu. We thought if we're going to indulge anyway, we might as well indulge in everything, and we had fried oysters and oysters Rockefeller.
Well, Emily, is it expensive?
It is expensive, but, and I said this even before I went there, and now after having been there, I wholeheartedly stand by this. If I'm going to eat seafood in the Midwest, it should be expensive.
Okay.
I don't want weird, cheap seafood that's been
catfish
trucked around. And mm-hmm. Well, that's catfish. Something that's been caught in the Midwest is different.
Okay.
But if I'm going to eat food that is not available, if you can't catch it around here, it should be expensive, because if they're going to get it here quickly and have it be fresh, you know, you get it the next day, or you get it at 801 Fish, they have their fish sent in that day.
Yeah, it's dock to door.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's – I'm okay with that. I'm not going to go eat it every week, or else I would be, in the poorhouse. But it's worth it. I mean, if you want to go out to –
What was the favorite thing you had there?
Oh, God. That is really hard, because everything – oh. The pan-seared scallops with a Meyer lemon risotto, so good.
Sounds good.
The lobster bisque isn't always on the menu, but they had it that night. Had giant chunks of lobster, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. And they had a gnocchi that I think will give Novel's gnocchi a run for its money.
Oh, I want to also put it on the subject of gnocchi. Rosso, the hotel, Sorello's restaurant, Rosso has a wild boar sausage and maybe the finest gnocchi I've ever had outside of actually being in Italy. It was just delicious. And we're also used to chewy gnocchi in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just as light as air. It was beautiful.
Kansas City is having a real gnocchi moment right now. Yeah.
I want to remind you that if you would like to join the conversation and talk about new places that you have been to, and I want to comment on, the telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org and tweets to
@kcurcst.
And we need a moment of silence here for a few places that have closed, including Frank's Hot Dog Place downtown on Southwest Boulevard that I never went to.
Oh.
And what else just closed that actually sort of surprised me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pinch's, Emily Ferris's favorite restaurant. Pinch's on 39th Street is closed. And I just thought of one more
it'll come back to me.
Yeah, it'll come back to me. But places come, places go.
Yes, they do.
For every new place that opens, we lose maybe one.
Yeah.
So, I want to put out. We're going to be talking on this edition of Central Standard. We're going to be talking about the chicken or the egg question. Where do you go for chicken or eggs or both in Kansas City? And I'm a huge fan of chicken and waffles. I hope my doctor isn't listening, because it really is not on my diet. But I think it's one of the great breakfast dishes of all mm-hmm. time: fried chicken and waffles. And my favorite place to get it, and I've even taken Emily Ferris there, is Niecy's on Truce. They have mm-hmm. a great, great version of that. And so we can launch into that if anyone's ready to throw out some ideas for chicken or egg dishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would mention a few more chicken and waffle places.
Okay.
Graham and Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked that.
Does a chicken and waffle. It was at a table next to me. I didn't try it, but it looked very good. And Beer Kitchen in Westport also does a really good, and they have an herbed waffle. Mm.
So it's really a savory good. Waffle?
Mm-hmm. Well, savory and sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit of everything.
I have to say, I can get two for one, the chicken and the egg, in one dish, the chicken hash at Westport Cafe is out of this world.
Now, is that a dish they only offer during the brunch times?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, every time I've been in there, it's been brunch. So
yeah,
it's
I haven't
delicious.
Seen it on there. I actually went in for happy hour a couple of weeks ago, and which I should give a little shout out to their happy hour menu, which is great. Mm. And they have a delicious baked ricotta on that menu that I love. But I've only seen it on their brunch menu.
Yeah.
But it is really, really good.
And this young chicken was delish at Russo. You know, that's
I prefer
chicken.
Young chicken too.
Yeah, right.
That an old turkey any day.
That geriatric version.
Right, exactly.
Chris, are you still a big egg eater?
We don't go out to breakfast as much as we used to, but when I want to splurge, it's Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict, I think, is a great classic dish.
And if they make their own hollandaise like Blue Stem, I am very much in heaven. And when I say I'd like a little extra of that hollandaise, they kind of look at me and go, yeah, I can see that you would. But no, they're very nice, and they always bring it. So that's one of my favorite breakfast meals if I'm splurging.
Do all parts of the chicken count?
All parts of the chicken do count.
Well, if my cardiologist isn't listening, I think the chicken livers at Strauss.
They're very good.
Oh, my God.
I think the chicken livers at Rye are really, really good, too. And they have a gizzards and I always call them lizards, but they have a lizards dish, you know, with both. And I don't like gizzards, but they'll bring you only livers out there.
Oh, which really?
Yeah.
I love a good chicken liver mousse. And it's so
a pate.
Good.
I just made one.
You should have brought me some.
I didn't.
That
know.
Is something I could eat a pound of in one sitting.
Yeah.
No, but people think I'm crazy. There's a chicken liver mousse at local Pig, and they sell it in just a little plastic thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's $5. It is so good. So
you eat it in the car.
Maybe.
What do you eat it with?
Don't judge me, Gloria.
No, Emily, do you eat it with crackers or a baguette? Or
usually with a baguette, maybe a little cornichon and some mustard or some pickled onion. And a lot of places around town have a charcuterie plate that has chicken liver mousse on it. Westport Cafe and Bar has one. Mm-hmm. Blue Stem usually has some version of that on their happy hour menu. It's really rich. I'm not a big sweets person, so chicken liver mousse, I would rather have that than a chocolate mousse or...
That's sacrilege on this show, I'm telling you. The telephone number again, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We are talking about chicken or eggs.
Well, what do you think about this new thing about, well, it's not really new anymore, but having an egg coddled over a salad?
Yes.
Which 801 actually does pretty nicely, and so does rye.
You know, lots of the Mexican restaurants also serve an egg over there, and it just adds richness and
flavor.
You
can finish that sentence. An egg over?
An egg over almost anything. Okay. I mean, the old Mexican restaurant, I don't remember the name, in old Overland Park that's been there for 100 years.
Patricio's?
No.
Mi Ranchito.
No.
It's older than that. Huh? Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's why people have to call.
And
now, yeah, please call
Patrick.
With the name of that.
Is it the one that starts with an O?
Huh?
We're clearly not a good memory day. But they'd serve it over burritos and tamales and my gosh.
Well, we know you have chicken or egg or chicken and egg dishes that you want to talk about. We will talk about them when we return. And you are back with us on Central Standard. My name is Charles Ferruza. I write for the Pitch newspaper and the Pitch's blog, which is called Fast Pitch at pitch.com. And I'm with Gloria Gale from 435 Magazine, Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com.
Yes.
And Christine Basica from the Food World of Kansas. No, the magazine's called...
The Restaurant Guide of Kansas City.
Very good. Which is quarterly. I always thought it was monthly.
Yeah.
We are talking about chicken or egg dishes, and the switchboard is starting to fill up. With people having... People are very passionate about both things.
I agree, that as you should be.
Yeah.
It's an important, important topic.
And, you know... When I moved to Kansas City, there were lots, and I don't really want to make this a segue into a fried chicken show, but there were a lot of places in Kansas, not a lot of places, but more places to get fried chicken in Kansas City than maybe there is now. And but not everybody loves Stroud's, which is the iconic chicken restaurant in Kansas City.
I am not a big fan of Stroud's, Charles.
And why, though?
I just don't feel like it's all that flavorful. Like, I want to salt everything. And the potatoes could be crispier. And I just feel like everyone loves it so much, and there's such a loyalty to it in Kansas City, and I think it's so built up in people's minds as this really great place. And I ate it a lot as a kid, and then when I moved back to Kansas City as an adult and kind of went in with fresh perspective, I thought, I don't love this as much as I remember loving it. Or,
okay, that's fair. I'm wondering if maybe we will see some changes along those lines now that Casey Hops Company has an interest in Stroud's.
Mm-hmm.
So that may change things.
It's a little more salt and pepper in the batter.
Oh. Have you ever gone to Cascotti's Grill down at the City Market? On Thursdays, they have a fried chicken special.
Oh, no.
And it is pan fried chicken, and it is delicious.
Oh.
And that's Cascotti's Grill, and I believe that is 5th and, well, it's right across the street.
Walnut, I think.
Yeah.
Walnut? Yeah.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Ish. Walnut-ish.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, we do have a fried chicken question. And let's go to Wayne. Wayne, you're with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wayne, where do you like to go for chicken?
RC's on 135th Street.
Oh, sure.
It's a great place.
That's an old...
I just love it. It's just it's flavorful. It's well prepared. It's just a good place.
It's not very expensive.
By the way, they do serve breakfast there now.
They do? Mm-hmm. What kind of breakfast?
And you can serve a regular breakfast and chicken and waffles if you want.
Yeah. And that's at RC's in Martin City?
RC's in Martin City. They start breakfast at 7 in the morning.
That's wow, okay. I got to write that one down.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's nothing like fried chicken at 7 a.m., I'm telling you, baby. It's, it is the answer.
You know, so you could go get chicken 2 or 3 times a day.
There.
I know it.
There you go.
Hey, Wayne, that's a great suggestion. Thank you so much. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. We've got Ty. Ty calling from, I don't know, where are you calling from, Ty? North Kansas City?
I am a little north of the river, yeah.
All right. Where do you like to go for chicken?
Well, we had gone to the farmhouse down in in River City Market, primarily for we had some relatives in town, and one was a vegetarian, and she kind of looked at that like at their menu, and I'm not normally a chicken person. I'm from Iowa, and I usually order pork or something a little heartier, but I got a chicken andouille gumbo that was phenomenal. I know they use they use a free-range chicken. It's not Campolindo chicken, but they list all their locally sourced vegetables and proteins on their big chalkboard, and had a great wine, festive beer list as well. That kind of
Ty, you're going in and out on us, but I think that was a hearty recommendation for the farmhouse, which is at the City Market.
Fifth and Delaware.
I want to tell you that two people called to share with us and Chris Basica that they believed that the name for the old Mexican restaurant in Overland Park, El Toreador.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
And it's been there since, I think, time began.
I know. and for years and years. And their menu hasn't really changed, I don't think. And they make great margaritas, too, by the way.
Cameron tweets us that his favorite place for chicken or eggs is, once again, Toreador Mexican Restaurant near the Rio Theater in Overland Park. All
there.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that I've written about this for years, but I do believe that El Toreador is the oldest restaurant in Overland Park.
Oh, okay. So. El Torreón, right?
El Torreón, yes, thank you. Although... Aren't there two?
There is a Toreador Mexican in Overland Park and a Torreón in Overland Park.
Okay, yeah. It's Torreón that I'm talking about.
And that's the place that'll put an egg on anything.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, we're talking chicken or eggs here in Central Standard. I'm like Chris, a big fan of Eggs Benedict. I shouldn't be, but I'm a purist when it comes to Eggs Benedict. I want the eggs. I want the Canadian bacon. I want a real
English muffin.
I don't want it on polenta. I'm trying to think where I've had the best. Tell me where you have.
I have had a superb one at, yes.
Oh, that place, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll come to you.
It will.
Blue Stem?
At Blue Stem. Thank you. Good grief, Chris. So, yes. And there's is always done perfectly.
I think Room 39 also has a pretty decent
Benedict.
They, don't they?
And they have their baked eggs and toast with truffle oil.
Oh,
it's
yum.
So good.
Yeah. No, I've never had that.
We have Joni calling from downtown Kansas City. Joni, you agree with Emily, correct? Joni?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're not a fan of Stroud's?
No, they really do need to kick up the spice a little bit. It was like a group of us went on New Year's Eve, and it was very disappointing.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, if you like spicy fried chicken, and I do, that's why I love, of course, Popeyes.
Yeah.
But if you are going to be disappointed at Stroud's because it has appealed to its sort of blander demographic for years.
Yeah.
It is not a very well-seasoned fried chicken. I don't know where one goes besides Popeyes for well-seasoned fried chicken. Where do you go, Joni, if you had a choice of a place for chicken?
Home. My home.
All right.
We'll be over. I'm coming over, yes. Joni. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joni. And let's see. Social Works tweets us. Chicken at Waffles at Remedy in Waldo. I don't think I've had Remedy. Their chicken at Waffles.
Oh. No, but I love everything. I've had lots of great meals at Remedy.
I have too. Oh, and I like the new chef a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's Remedy, which is in Waldo, where Kennedy's used to be on 75th Street.
I want to throw something out to the audience about crackling. Cracklings?
Cracklings?
Yeah, cracklings. Where can you get them? And
well, why don't you tell us what they are first?
Well, as best I can tell, it's fried or sautéed chicken skin so that it renders out all the fat, and then it's left with that crispy whatever it is. And then you can put it with, I mean, we used to have it with some greens, but you can have it with anything, I think.
Now, a lot of places save those cracklings for the gravy.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that too. But I don't know. I never see those. Do you?
I've Anybody? Seen, I see a chicken skin confit or fried chicken skin sometimes as a garnish on a dish. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to know where you can get those.
Okay, Joe writes us, El Pollo Rey has, I'm wondering if you're talking about the El Pollo Rey that I'm thinking of across from the San Antonio Market in Kansas City, Kansas, has possibly one of the best grilled chickens ever. It comes with tortillas, beans, and rice all together. That's a really good grilled chicken. I mean, it's a roasted chicken, I thought. Mm. But anyway.
I thought that your robe also had a fried chicken dinner. Does anybody?
Yes,
does that
they do.
Make sense to anyone?
I used to think it was Sundays only, but someone's got
to. That's right. Yeah. And
oh, that reminds me that I haven't tried it yet, but Taco Republic has that roasted chicken that you could only do for carry out.
You know what? I was
but now
just
they
there
do it in-house.
And, yeah, that you can order it in-house now.
Did you have it?
No, I did not order it.
I want to try it. I really love the idea of that place, and the tacos are good, but I want to try the chicken.
Okay.
I feel
we will ask you for a full report.
I will try it before the next show, I promise.
And if you have tried it, the roasted chicken, it is a roasted chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a whole or a half roasted chicken. Mm. And they used to only do it for carry out, but now you can get it in-house, but I guess if you get the whole one, it comes on two plates.
Okay. And if you have had the chicken at Taco Republic, we want to hear from you at 816-235-2888. I've got to tell you that I just reviewed that place for the pitch, and I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, me
for
too.
Of Taco Republic?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted
to like it more than I liked it.
Yeah, and the atmosphere is great.
It's very attractive.
It's very attractive, and I really like the other restaurants that this restaurant group is doing, Graham & Dunn, Urban Table, BRGR. So I think that again, a little more flavor in the tacos would spruce things up a bit.
On the flip side of that, I think there was a couple cases. One was one of the torta sandwiches where they were overdoing it with all the different accessories.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
There was kind of a cacophony of flavors.
You know who has really good, I don't know what they call them, but Houston's has those chicken fingers, but they're not really chicken fingers. They're fried. And they have those
chicken
skinny
fingers
fries.
Are always fried, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess. But well, a saute,
they're bigger.
You know, could be
they're bigger.
Don't,
tenders,
yeah. Tenders, something like that. Yeah. Exactly.
They do have good tenders.
Yeah,
and a good honey fries. Sauce that goes.
Yes,
with
exactly.
Yes.
And they've had that on the menu forever,
a long time.
And it's really good.
Where if I have a real huge chicken desire, a huge one, I will go to one of two barbecue places. I will go either to Oklahoma Joe's. or to RJ's BBQ on Lamar and Johnson Drive and get half a chicken. And sometimes I've hardly been able to get that back to the office before I pull it into
Is it a half?
It's a half, and so good, and always tender. And I like at Oklahoma Joe's, that's typically what I get.
And it's a smoked chicken?
It's a barbecued, but without sauce. I never get the sauce with it. I just want to taste the chicken.
Right. That's the issue. I had one from Jack Stack just 2 days ago, and they drenched it. Yeah. In the sauce. Yeah, now, the chicken itself was really good, but I would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah.
Because you have to wade through all that sauce.
Right.
Well, let's go to Glenn in Lawrence. Glenn, you have some place to tell us about.
Yes. I know I've heard you mention the place on your show before, Wheatfield's Bakery.
I love Wheatfield's Bakery, yes. They don't have chicken, do they?
You know. Yes. Well, it's every Wednesday. Lonnie Fisher, who's also a wonderful musician here in town, he's kind of, I believe, like a head chef or a menu planner. He does every Wednesday his own pan-fried chicken.
Oh.
And, you know, no fryers in the place, so he does it, you know, all by hand in the old iron skillet style.
Wow.
It's kind of one of those.
It's
there until it's done, you know.
Yeah.
So first come, first serve.
So, Glenn, it's Wednesday nights, usually from when to when?
You know, it's a deal. I think it probably starts, I think, at 6,
okay.
Maybe between 5 and 6, and there's usually a line for it. And it's just, you have to get there early because it's amazing.
I had never heard that, and I'm intrigued to go. Okay.
And that's Wheatfield's Bakery in Lawrence.
Yes.
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 All right. Thank you, Glenn. And let's go to Carrie. Carrie in Independence.
Hello.
Hi, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. It's the best roasted chicken you've ever had is Keith the Ranch up north. They have one on North Oak.
Yeah, I've seen that place, and I just assumed it was a chain pizza restaurant.
Well, kind of, but they have the best roasted chicken you ever taste.
Okay, I want to ask you something, Carrie, and I'm a native Midwesterner. What is the difference between roasted chicken and broasted chicken?
Emily, I can tell you.
Do you know, Emily?
Well, I know this because on the way back from Iowa recently, we stopped at this little place in Mound City called White Rose Cafe, which had roasted chicken. And my mother-in-law and my husband and I got into a long talk about it. And there's a product called the Broaster.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it is a brand product. Broaster. And it does this. It cooks chicken differently than any way you can. And you can't get one for your home. And there are only commercial broasters. I cannot tell you exactly what it does, but you can only get broasted chicken out of a broaster.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Carrie, you can get broasted chicken at the Pizza Ranch on North Oak Trafficway. Is that where it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're just starting to filter down into the Kansas City area. They're mostly up in Iowa and Minnesota. That's the only places I'd ever seen them.
All right. Well, that is going to answer a question that was invariably going to come up in the year 2014. We always get it once a year. Where can I get broasted chicken?
And I can tell you what according to Wikipedia, broasting is a method of cooking chicken and other foods using a pressure fryer and condiments.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Hey, thank you, Carrie. Great call. We are still taking your calls at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888. We're getting some interesting calls here, and Matthew Long Middleton, our producer, is screening. One that's getting ready to come up is about chicken livers. I like sautéed chicken livers, and as I've gotten older, I've started to like them more than the fried ones.
Oh.
So.
Well, then don't go to Go Chicken Go, which is...
You know that is like 3 blocks from my house.
Well, they actually have pretty good chicken livers if you get them hot. You know,
really?
I wouldn't let them get cold. But, yeah, they're really quite good. And I have been guilty of opening those up in the car and eating them on my way.
Have you had those yet? Because now that you've moved into the
house. They're a little thick crust for me, but nonetheless, they're still quite good.
We've talked about making a trip to Go Chicken Go late at night a few times, and we haven't done it yet. But I keep hearing really good things about it from people who are food people.
I like Go Chicken Go.
Yeah.
I would not have assumed that it was it's a fast food place.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't really like getting fast food chicken because I try to not eat any factory farm chicken, but it's unavoidable sometimes, and I've heard it's very good.
It actually is quite good. But of course, I like Popeyes too. So
I love Popeyes. It is the classic fried chicken.
This is kind of a different twist on chicken, but pot pie.
That's on my list.
Not
just their pot pie, but their roasted, baked, whatever chicken it is always tender and always wonderful. And I think that's one of the best chicken dishes.
So you can get. I didn't know that.
They always have it on their menu. Oh, it's always on the board.
Yeah. Don't they have an airline or airplane chicken breast there as well?
Yeah, I think I've had that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't had that because I don't like white meat. But.
You don't?
Archie called in to say that he really likes the livers at Justice Drugstore in Smithville. Have you had those there?
No, I have not, but I bet they would be good.
I love everything at Justice Drugstore in Smithville.
It's a classic place. Yes. We are taking phone calls. We really haven't touched too much on eggs, and that's something.
No.
I want to know where someone can get a really, really nice, light, fluffy egg souffle for breakfast.
That sounds delicious.
The microwave.
Well, doesn't Panera Bread have something like that?
Do have a little souffle.
They do.
And they don't call them souffles, though. They're called something
quiches.
Else. No, they're not quiches. Like, then they come in a little dish.
In
a ramekin. And they're really pretty
good.
Yeah.
I feel like Andre's would... Andre's or maybe Cafe Europa.
I think Andre's at lunch does have, and not every day, but a cheese souffle for lunch.
Someone
is going to have to call and fill me in on that. But let's go to Poe. Poe, are you with us?
Poe? Yes, I am.
And what did you want to tell us about?
Oh, I heard you talking about chicken tenders being fried, but I've had some great chicken tenders at Free State Brewery in Lawrence. The Copperhead chicken tenders, and they're actually, they're not fried, but they do have some little fried onion and kind of a stone ground mustard sauce.
If they're not fried, are they sautéed?
I think they are.
Okay.
Sounds
and they're very delicious. And then I heard you just talking about cheese soufflés, and my wife makes a very good cheese soufflé with roasted tomatoes.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. When she opens a restaurant, would you please call us, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Kip. Kip in Midtown Kansas City?
Yes.
Hey, Kip, what's up?
I want to talk about the curry chicken at Princess Gardens.
Oh, I like that. I like that chicken a lot. It's very tender.
I think they use all dark meat, which
is unusual.
Is a little unusual, but so it's not dry, I guess is my point, or stringy. But I think if you like curry and you like chicken, try Princess Gardens.
That's an excellent choice. And that reminds me of there's a place in town that has a really, really, really good curried chicken salad.
That sounds good. I've had this.
It's not coming to me. Off the top of my head, I want to say, and I don't even want to say it because I'll get it wrong. But if you know, 816-235-2888. Let's see. Our producer tells us a person who asked not to be named, they must be related to Gloria Gale, emailed in to say, I love the chicken fingers at Callahan's at 87th Street in Lenexa. Fried to perfection, tender on the inside, crunchy on the outside.
Never.
I didn't even know about Callahan.
But, speaking of an ethnic dish, tandoori chicken is good.
Oh, and tender? If it's done right, yeah.
Yeah, if it's done right. Otherwise, it can get really dry, but I've had it.
Kate emailed us. Cocopelli in Prairie Village has the very best tortilla chips known to man. Well, that's certainly a high praise. I don't know. Oh, something about a quesadilla.
With chicken in it, I bet.
Okay.
Which is... usually the chicken and chicken quesadillas is pretty small and doesn't taste like much.
Yeah.
So if there's a really good one in town, I'd love to know where that is.
Yeah.
Quesadillas are kind of in my book, but
yeah.
You know, I have to say that just for routine, First Watch does a skillet, and you can have your eggs on top of the skillet, which consists of potatoes and any kind of vegetables you want to throw in there. And it's delicious. It lasts all day.
Hmm. You know who else will do that? I'm not a big First Watch fan, but Etc. Their potato skillet and their potatoes.
Is that the 50th and Main?
51st dish in Main near the Minsky's.
And there's also one in Shawnee now.
Oh, too. Great. And they'll do – I love that potato skillet. It's – awesome, and their potatoes, I'm sure they're deep fried. And then you can put whatever ingredients you want, vegetables or cheeses or meats, and then there's a fried egg served on top.
Or any kind of egg you want.
Yeah, I can fry them.
Will restaurants still do poached eggs, or is that too labor intensive?
It depends on the restaurant.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm a big poached egg.
Any place that's going to do Eggs Benedict will do.
What does coddled mean? Is that the same thing as poached?
No, and forgive me, someone's going to have to call in and explain that to me.
It sounds so sweet.
Well, coddled egg, I could say, is
spoiled.
You know, spoiled, yeah.
No, that's not true.
Oh, that'll be molly coddled.
Yeah.
Let's go to Alan. Alan calling from Kansas City, the Plaza.
Yes. Curried chicken salad, Fairway Hen House.
Oh, I think I have had that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a restaurant that serves one too, and it has served it for years.
Huh.
This is the deli.
Okay.
That's a good
Fairway Hen. Well, the Hen House's delis are usually
quite
good.
They are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I not thinking of this?
Are you thinking of Cafe Europa?
I don't think Cafe Europa serves a curried chicken salad, but maybe I'm. Okay. Let's see.
No. I don't know. What about XWA? Do they do anything like that?
I think they do.
Who knows?
You know? Let's go to Byron, like the Lord Byron, in Prairie Village. Byron, what do you have to tell us?
Well, I want to make a comment on a couple of the restaurants you all discussed earlier. First of all, I saw a TV show on the Food Network where they had eight of the alleged experts in food. And who is that kind of condescending guy that was a chef and now does more traveling than cooking?
Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain was on there, and they asked all eight of them to mention their favorite fried chicken, and all eight said Popeyes.
Oh, I feel so much better.
But then they all said the biggest problem with Popeyes chicken wasn't there wasn't enough chicken in it. Meaning the pieces were small, which is, of course, true.
Well,
the other thing I wanted to mention about your Kansas City things is the Liver and Gizzards place. The name's escaping me right now. There's one over at, 55th and Troost, and the other one is... Go Chicken Go. It's probably terrible food. But it tastes good.
Right.
And the gizzards are good, too. They're fried. The gizzards are fried hard. And the livers are covered with crust. And you can also get jalapeno peppers. And if you get that and you're driving in your car and you're eating one of those livers and you bite a little hunk off a jalapeno pepper, it is pretty close to heaven now that the gendarmes won't let you drink wine in the car.
All right. Hey, thank you, Byron.
My kind of guy.
I just want to say, Bruce called in to share that Porsche's Cafe, which is a favorite little diner of mine on Independence Avenue, does the best fried chicken dinner. Outstanding, he says. But they only have it one day a week, and that's Thursday. And I should say that if you've not been to Porsche's Cafe, it's a really old-time, old-fashioned, old-school little cafe, and I think it closes really early, 2 or 3. So if you want to go there, let's go to Bob. Bob in Liberty, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
What do you have to tell us about Bob?
Well, I think someone else has mentioned already this morning the fried chicken at the Rye Restaurant down south off of 435.
Yep.
The chicken is amazing, and the side dishes are plentiful. You can easily share one of the side dishes between two people. It's probably some of the best chicken I've had in the entire Kansas City area.
That's great. Thanks, Bob. I like their chicken, too. It's deep fried, but, you know, I'm not snobby about that anymore. Maybe I should be. Rick in North Kansas City, what do you want to tell us about?
Hey, I'd worked in North Kansas City, worked down the street from Le Mans Bakery. They've got a chicken curry soup that's just phenomenal. It's spicy and...
It's delicious.
The chicken and potatoes. I eat it 2 or 3 days a week.
Mm. You know, I love that soup a lot, and I'm starting to think that maybe Le Mans Bakery also does a chicken a curry chicken salad, too.
I've never made it to that. I just haven't made it past the soup.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Thank
According
you so much.
To the internet, Charles, you are correct, and Le Mans does do a curried chicken salad. But that's not the one. I'm thinking of a different one then, because I haven't had that there.
Okay. It's a wonderful little bakery in Kansas City, North Kansas City North.
Yes.
Buzz emailed us. The Brooksider has a very good above average chicken tenders. And, okay.
Oh, I have a chicken dish I want to mention.
Okay, please.
It is at Domo in Brookside.
In Brookside, okay.
I forgot. I went a few weeks ago, and it is their, it's their fried chicken. It's a ginger fried
a Domo?
Chicken. Yes. It's a ginger fried chicken, and it is probably my favorite chicken dish I've had. Definitely my favorite fried chicken anything I've ever had. It's in like this sticky, spicy ginger sauce. And it
like General Tso.
Yeah, it's like General Tso's chicken, but a little.
Is it gingery? More
it's gingery. It has little bits of crystallized ginger in the sauce. It is so good. I want to go eat some right
Where
now.
Where is Domo?
It's in Brookside.
It's right across the street from the Price Chopper.
Price Chopper.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And yes, that's a.
It's tiny.
Yeah. So good.
Mm. Excellent. Excellent. Mm. You know, we never really got much into omelets, souffles. Frittatas.
That's because the chicken did, in fact, come first.
Yes, the chicken.
That's
yes,
right.
We have the definitive answer, and yes, the chicken in Kansas City anyway does come first.
Oh, one quick dish, can I mention real fast?
Please,
the bibimbap at Sobon. There's a fried egg, a lightly fried egg on top, and you mix it up, and it coats this wonderful rice and vegetable and spice dish.
Because it's in a very, very hot. Is it a
well,
stone
bowl? Well, the dulsa bibimbap is in a hot pot, and then you can also get it cold. I prefer the cold. It's more refreshing, but it's so good. You mix an egg and hot sauce in with a bowl of rice and vegetables and spices.
Okay. Mm. We're going to end this show by having each of you quickly say, where is your favorite breakfast place in Kansas City? Gloria?
Oh, gosh. No, come back.
Okay. Chris?
Breakfast, sheer breakfast. I'd have to go with Bluebird.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't do breakfast. I do brunch, but I would say Westport Cafe and Bar, and I go to Etc. a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
And
Westport Cafe.
Glow?
Yeah, Westport Cafe.
All right.
Thank you.
As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Chris Basica, and Gloria Gale. Of course, you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today on the Central Standard page on kcur.org. We've also got podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with movie reviews and a new local listen. Central Standard returns on Monday with a look at nature in and around our city. Our show is produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Ross Steinmetz. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR and KCUR HD1, Kansas City Public Media. Good morning, I'm Linda Scher.